Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you, children of the Most High God. Hallelujah to the house of Thank You, Jesus. Yes, this is our time to dwell in the secret place. Amen. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Come into the house of Thank You, Jesus. Come into the house of Thank You, Jesus. Come into the house of Thank You, Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Yes, Rebo Shikianda Rabo Sundara. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Amen. Hallelujah. Not even them thoughts that fly across your mind are saying otherwise. It's a lie. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Don't listen to your circumstances. Don't listen to the situation. Don't listen to the... You are blessed and the Lord loves you. As long as you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you belong to Him and He got you covered. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us just first, hallelujah, let us just first give thanks to God Almighty. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, everlasting Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you, angels. Amen. For those that are watching on Facebook Live, hallelujah. I'm not the only one in this room. Amen. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the angels. Yes. Yes. That is the truth. Amen. Do you see with your eyes in the spirit? Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the glory right now, Lord God. Father God, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Father God, Father God, we lift our voices up to you. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andaraba sandaraya. Father God, rebo shiki andaraba sandaraya bosoya. We just worship you right now. Amen. Come on, let us just worship God right now. Hallelujah. Let us not be so quick in our own agenda. Hallelujah. With our own cares. Hallelujah. Let us not be dictated in moved and tossed to all over the place by the cares and by the issues and by the situations and by the news and Rebo Shoya, by the fears. Hallelujah. But let us in this moment just come to God Almighty. He is the one that can solve any and every problem. He is the one that can heal. He is the one that can turn around. He is the one, hallelujah, Rebo Shoya, that can resurrect. He is the one that offers divine protection. He is the one, hallelujah. So God, we just worship you right now. Yes, hallelujah. We just worship you right now. Hallelujah. God, we just praise you right now. Hallelujah. God, we bow down to you right now. Hallelujah. The power of just shutting everything out and being with God Almighty. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Blessed are they that dwell, saith the Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in the secret place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We glorify you, Lord God, right now. We thank you, Father God. Shabu'u kundaraya. Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us for our sins, those known and unknown. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord God, that you, Shabasandarabo Shokondoraya, will Rebo Shokondoraya Rabasandaraya, take us away from every habit, every thought, every Ikiandarabo Shondoraya action that brings a fracture in our relationship with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to do better in your sight, Lord God. We turn from our wicked ways. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you in all things. Hallelujah. We bow to you. Hallelujah. Yebo Shondoraya. We lift you up, O God. Hallelujah. Rebo shon kundara yarabasandrea. We lift up diambo shotrea the issues. Hallelujah. We cast our cares unto you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you that you're resolving. You're resolving problems. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you are smiting out plagues. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are the cure to diseases. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the vaccination. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Savior. You are our Savior. We thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Just give God some applause right now. Just give him some praise right now. Hallelujah. We give you some praise right now. Hallelujah. You, he is, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. We find joy in you. You are our joy. You are our source. You are our peace. You are Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Rain down on us right now. Hallelujah. Your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rest on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for healing our land. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing our homes. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for healing our finances. Thank you, Father God, for healing our situations. Thank you, oh God, for healing our families. Thank you, oh God, for your healing grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing our friendships. Thank you for healing, hallelujah, our relationships. Thank you for healing on this blessed evening. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, on this day. I read somewhere that the president called it a day of prayer, a national day of prayer. God, I thank you that you are hearing the cries of your children, that you are hearing the praises of your children, that you are hearing the worship more. Oh, the Lord is saying more worship. More praise, more Reba Shikia prayer, more humbling before my presence. Hallelujah. If anything, this that's going on, see, I give it no power, so I don't even say the name of it. Because that thing is passing. That thing is dying now in the name of mighty Jesus. And his people, his children are rising up strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Rebo Shikia. One thing that this is doing is causing us to look up to God, causing us to pray, causing us to call out to God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Those that maybe haven't, that's been lukewarm, and those that have, and we always can increase the fire with God. We always can grow, hallelujah, in our relationship with God. We can always do more. Hello, this is facts. These are the facts that we follow. What facts are you following? These facts, hallelujah, that's in this Bible, the word, the Logos word, and reading the Logos word and getting that Rhema word, amen. Rest assured that God is in control. Rest assured, ha 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 ha, that this is passing, that this is fleeting. Rest assured, that God, even in the midst of this, is supplying your every need. I hear right now all things working together for your good. May a supply of resources be poured out. May every need, hallelujah, be addressed. In the name of mighty Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of mighty Jesus. Hallelujah. Grebo shikiandaraya. Thank you, Lord God. Ooh. Yes, Lord. Someone say, yes, Lord. Someone say, you are able, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are in control, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is working for my good. Hallelujah. Barabo shikiandaraya. Yes, I got blessings that's coming forth in the name of mighty Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Rebo shikiandaraya. Listen. Thank you, Lord. Given the climate of today in our nation and in the world, amen, with this plague, hallelujah, that is seemingly running amok Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that we serve a God that is in control. He can cause that west wind to blow and wash it out immediately. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And so, in this time, what I, since the beginning of this year, amen, soon as 2020 hit, or even approaching 2020, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me that this year, this 2020, is a year of Yahweh. Amen. It's a year of Yahweh. And we're introduced to Yahweh in Exodus. Hallelujah, someone. And when he shows up to Moses and at Mount Sinai, and he sends Moses to go back to Egypt. Hallelujah. And Moses asks, who should I say sent me? And he says, I am. I am is Yahweh. And this is when we're introduced to Yahweh. And God is has heard the cries of his children. Hallelujah, someone. He's heard the cries of his children, and now he's answering. I submit to you on this blessed March 15th, 2020, that God has heard your cries, that God is hearing the cries of his children, and he is answering. Hallelujah. I believe and know that this that we see today, we will not see too much longer. Hello, someone. Nebo shiki andraya. I don't care how strong it may seem, or the momentum that may seem to be behind it. I declare and decree. I agree with the Spirit. I agree with God Almighty that this will not be for too much longer. Amen. Somebody. And so God says that this is his year. Amen. And as he was speaking to me, he was saying that this is a year where he is leading his people into out of bondage. He's delivering his children and leading them into a land flowing with milk and honey. Someone says, I'm going into my land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Yes, I am entering into my land flowing with milk and honey. And so, now, as this arises, I think, God, well, you did say that this is your year. This is the year of Yahweh. And it made me go back into Exodus, starting at chapter 3, and to read, because what we see is that when he sent Moses back into Egypt, hallelujah, someone, the children of Israel. And he dealt with Pharaoh, amen. And Moses started approaching Pharaoh about letting God's people go. The children of Israel, there were plagues, amen. And the whole time, even when it looked like Pharaoh was in control, God was always in control. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel saw plagues. They saw the plagues. They heard the plagues. Amen. They may have even been frightened by the plagues, but the plagues did not touch them. Hallelujah, someone. And as I turn and you turn and we turn on one accord in the Bible, amen, we can see that there was a difference between the children of Israel and the Egyptians when it came to the plagues. Amen. And just real fast, I want to turn to a couple of them and read it. Hallelujah, if I may. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So listen, in chapter 9 is where there's one where there was a plague on the cattle. Amen. And it reads, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go and wilt hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain, and the Lord shall sever," someone say sever, "he shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel." He made a difference. There's a difference. Amen. He put a separation. Loving and exact and detailed and protective our God is when it comes to us, his children. He said, it can touch everything but my children. Amen. And we need to prophesy over ourselves and over our families that it cannot touch my home. Amen. Matter of fact, we need to take the blood of Jesus by the Spirit and put it over the doorposts of our home and our bodies and everything that belongs to us and over the lintel and say, "This, I plead the blood of Jesus and it cannot touch me." Hallelujah. We also see when it came to, amen, other plagues, hallelujah, that there was a difference the one that's coming to my spirit right now is when it was the plague of darkness. Hallelujah. And when we're done here, you can go through and I beg you, read, spend time in the chapters of Exodus and read and be encouraged and hear what the Lord is saying to you even more. Hallelujah. But with the plague of darkness came, amen. The Bible says in verse 10 and 23 that, "But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings." So when there was a thick darkness where even they could feel the darkness, amen, over them, hallelujah, the Bible says that the children of Israel had light in their dwellings, amen, hallelujah. And anyone that's going through and having darkness, experiencing darkness, amen, hallelujah, right now, feeling darkness, feeling that heaviness, feeling that fear, feeling that depression, God has sent me in this moment to let you know, to speak that light in your dwelling as you dwell in the secret place with God Almighty, as you stay here, choose to stay. Even if you don't feel the change immediately, choose to stay in that secret place with God Almighty, and you will experience the light. You will experience his salvation. You will experience him rescuing you and delivering you from that stronghold. Amen. Somebody, hallelujah. And so what we see is that when Yahweh showed up on the scene, plague showed up also, hallelujah. But these plagues did not affect his children. It was all a part of Pharaoh and all of Egypt and all knowing that God, that Yahweh, that the Lord, that Jehovah is Lord. As we go through and read in Exodus, we see God saying that they will know that I am Lord. They will know, amen. They will know that I am Lord. In this time, they will know that I am Lord. And I believe that in this time, amen. Listen, this is not an ordinary thing. Amen. This is not ordinary. And this is not something where God is not in control. Amen? Amen? This is not ordinary. that now everything is shut down, first of all, one of the benefits is that we're getting rest in this time. And I pray that God will heal and move supernaturally, that it will not be devastating or in tragic. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is a time where now he's got our attention. He shut everything down. Am I saying that he sent this? Absolutely not. I don't know any of that. But what I do know is he got our attention. Now, what I do know, amen, is we all have to are calling on God Almighty. Hallelujah. And we all know that, I know, and those who have accepted Jesus know that there is one living God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is one living God. Amen. And we know him through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone. So now God has gotten our attention. Hallelujah. Amen. And now we are calling out to God, and now we are seeking him even more. And now God is a great equalizer, because someone's fame and having recognition, that doesn't matter in this time. Amen. In trying to be something, right? Seeking after something else other than God, that doesn't matter right now, because what we want is him to protect us and provide for us. Amen. And supply and see us through this. Amen. But in this time, I believe, hallelujah, as God says that this is his year, he had to get if this is his year, this is his time. Amen. And it continues through 2020. Amen. But if this is his time, he has to get our attention. Hallelujah. And he's doing supernatural things. Hallelujah. Amen. In this time also that we read about in Exodus. I say he says, hold on, let me find it. Let's find it. Someone say, let her find it. Find it, girl. Find it, Mika. Find it. Let me see. My God talks about doing wonders. Amen. And the minute Moses showed up on the scene is the minute wonders started. Miracles started, him moving by his outstretched hand. Amen. And don't get it twisted. In the beginning, when God started dealing with Pharaoh and sending these plagues, the magicians, wise men and magicians, they were able to perform the first two plagues, and then it was shut down. Shut down. So all these other places, these crystals and other running to these other things outside of a numero uno, God Almighty, that's being shut down. God, you will know. Either you rocking with him or you're not. But you're going to know that Yahweh is Lord, that he is Lord. In this time, I believe that we're in a time of God doing the supernatural, that he's moving extraordinarily, that he's moving miraculously, that he's moving by his wonders. How? How do you know that? It's even more a confirmation in his word. Hallelujah. Let's read it. In chapter 3, verse 19, it says, and I am sure that the king of Egypt, this is God speaking, will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand. Someone say, stretch out your hand, Lord. Hallelujah. And smite Egypt with all my wonders. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and smite out this COVID-19 with all your wonders. Amen. Say, no more COVID. It's now Sitbaj 20. Someone say, what's Sitbaj 20? I made it up, but not really. I just took it from the acronym Covered in the Blood of Jesus 2020. And so we strip the power of that COVID. It has no more life. It has no more life. Sitbaj 20. Yes, I am covered in the blood of Jesus. Get it? Sitbaj in 2020. And my family, and my finances, and this is the truth. These are the facts. Hallelujah. Someone say, these are the facts. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Shandaraya. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor. Hello, somebody. Ooh. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Hello, someone. How about in this time God is giving you favor? I know, because it says in my Bible in Proverbs, amen, 13 and 22. Amen. Let me verify. Someone say verify. Because I ain't making nothing up. You hear me? I ain't making nothing up. This is facts. Proverbs 13:22, and then I'm going to finish reading. But I have to read this. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. First of all, let us say we are good men, and we're leaving, and I am a good man, and I'm leaving an inheritance to my children's children. Amen. What is, y'all, what are we talking about in Exodus? What is Yahweh talking about? Amen. Talking about going into your inheritance. Flow, Holy Spirit. Someone say flow. We talking about inheritance. Amen. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Hallelujah. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Amen. Someone say there's a transfer happening, even in this time. It's impossible with things being shut down and nothing happening. How can you prosper in such a time? Oh, because we serve a living God who can do anything and everything, and maybe use this, hallelujah, to cause you to spoil the Egyptians, to take what's rightfully yours. Amen. Favor, where things are now switching. Amen. In your favor. Say, things are switching in my favor. Hallelujah. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, that when it happens, that when this is done, it's going to be finished faster than what you're thinking. You shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver, hello, jewels of gold, hello, and raiment. And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Someone say, I'm spoiling the Egyptians. Someone say, I'm taking what's mine. Someone say, the wealth of the wicked is now, that was stored up, amen, is now being transferred to me. Supernaturally. Amen. Where it's been a standstill, where it's been shut up, where that thing that you've been trying to do and haven't been getting any headway. Oh, God is releasing favor, that it just untangles, that it just turns around, that in this time, people's hearts being softened, things opening up, supernatural things, that is like, how did this happen now? Because also something that I believe that God is doing in this time is that he completely just, like, we can't try anymore. Amen. It's just, now it's just like, I just need to sit home. I just need to rest. And whatever he tells you to do in that time. But as like far as you trying to do this, and I got to try to make this happen, and I'm making this happen, and I'm like, I got to do this, and I got to apply it to this, and okay, I got to keep going. I keep going, and you're running yourself crazy. Now all that is dunzo. He said rest. He said peace be still. Peace be still and know that I am God. I am Lord. Right? Now he got our attention. Now it looks like all this horrible stuff is happening, but God, watch. Watch. Just watch. Someone say watch. It's like sitting ready for a movie. Watch and see how our God shows up on the scene. Watch and see how he shows up answering your prayers, answering your cries. That's what he did here, right? The Egyptians, their cries, he answered them. We're going to see the answers, a manifestation of prayers. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Yes, this is the truth. This is the truth. And so everything that God said to Moses happened. God was giving Moses play by play, right? And even when the thing did happen, at times it caused Moses to run to God, because now he got the children of Israel in one ear, and then dealing with Pharaoh in another, right? But God is giving them play by play. Get in that secret place with God so he can give you that you can hear the play by play, the move by move. Which way do I go? Who do I call? What do you have me do? Okay, sit still. That you receive the downloads from God Almighty. Just sit and allow him to heal you, to bless you, to love on you. Receive the mind renewal. Receive the perspective change. Don't dwell in front of the TV. Don't dwell in front of the news. That's not your dwelling place. That's not where you abide. That's not where you stay. You dip in, you dip out. You stay in the place of God Almighty. Hallelujah, someone. So God told them, Pharaoh's heart is going to be hardened. This is what is going to happen. Right? And then in the end, after the plagues took place, in the last plague, which was the death of all of the Egyptians firstborn, hallelujah, and God said, this is another place God told him, take a lamb, hallelujah, and take the blood from a unblemished lamb and put it on your doorpost and over the lintel, amen, hallelujah, that when the destroyer comes, it passes over. Hallelujah. How many know that Jesus is the Lamb of God? Hallelujah. And we receive them. Hallelujah. And so now that's how we are able to proclaim, sit, watch, covered in the blood of Jesus, that the destroyer must pass over. So I rest in knowing, amen. And even this morning, I heard the Spirit say, use your faith. This is a time we use our faith. Hallelujah. What is it to use your faith? Amen. They're giving us natural instructions of washing your hand. I pray, wash your hands. Use your hand sanitizer. Wipe your stuff off. Amen. I came up here, I wiped everything off. Get it ready. But we are also, just like we are also to follow the natural advice, we are also to follow the spiritual advice. Use our faith. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood used her faith to press into a crowd somewhere where she wasn't supposed to be, where she risked her life. Amen. Hallelujah. She wasn't supposed to be out amongst the crowd, given her condition, given her disease. Hallelujah. And she used her faith. Her faith protected her. Her faith put her at risk, but her faith protected her. Her faith positioned her for healing. Amen. Position yourself by faith, amen. And those with issues in your physical body, I hear God saying, like the woman with the issue of blood, use your faith to stretch out and touch. If you can just touch the hem, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. May you be made whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, this is the facts. Hallelujah. Now I'm reminded even of Noah. He used his faith, hallelujah. He followed the instructions of God, amen, by faith, hallelujah. God says that there will be rain. There was never rain before, hallelujah. And he used his faith and followed and said, yes, okay, God, amen. And he was protected, Ooh, yes. And even in this time, it is like God has put us in our own ark. Mm-hmm. God put you in the ark. So although Noah in his family, God got you covered and your family, they went into the ark in the waters that drowned out the wicked and those not in the covenant of with God. Amen. Those same waters drowned them out. Those waters lifted Noah up. They were protected in the ark. Hallelujah. You are protected. It's like God put us into our own ark. Yes, we just said it. I said it, and I'm saying it again. He put us into our, someone say, he put me into my ark. Amen. Hallelujah. And even before the rains came, Noah built the ark. And then God told Noah to go into the ark. Right? Let me find it. Someone say, find it. Find it. Let me see. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 7, verse 4, it says, for yet 7 days. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Let me go back one. Okay. Let's just start at chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Mm-hmm. Come thou and all thy house into the ark. We were commissioned to go in the ark without even knowing. Like, we didn't foresee. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we got to go in. We got to go in. There's nothing wrong with going in if you're going into God Almighty, right? For thee, okay, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because the waters of the flood. And then in verse 10 is where it says, and it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. So God sent them into the ark. And even when they were in the ark 7 days, it still, the rain still hadn't come forth. But they rested in that place, amen, by faith, knowing that God has me and God has my family and he's taking care of me, amen. And he's causing me to rise up. Ooh, he's causing you to rise up to new heights and new levels, amen. And you needed this time for reasons that you don't even know right now. So rest in this time, amen. It's like take advantage of this time and know that he has you covered, amen. And anyone that you're standing in the gap for, hallelujah, yeboshikiandria, I hear the Lord saying that he will heal, he will bless, he will deliver, he will, amen, he will be God in their life, amen, someone, amen. So in this time, what are we to do? We are to use our faith, hallelujah, we are to use our faith. No disaster, no destruction. Hallelujah. This is the good news, even if we do see it and we smell it and we feel it and we hear it. It shall not overtake you. It shall not come nigh thy tent. Hallelujah. 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 And as we go back to the story of Moses delivering, God sending Moses to lead the people out, to lead his children out of Egypt. In verse 12, I'm going to start at verse 31, and it says, so this is when Pharaoh gives his orders for Moses and the children of Israel to leave. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up. What did we just say earlier about being in the ark? We're going to rise up. God is causing us to rise up, and he's doing it. It's nothing that we're doing. Amen. We're coming into a new, like a greater walk in relationship with Christ Jesus, where we're in a new, like a bolder faith. But this time is what God is doing. All they were doing, they were just in the boat, but God caused them to cause that boat to rise. He is causing you to rise in this verse that we're reading now. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks. Now he's saying take everything, right? Because before he's like, okay, you can go, but not your flocks. Amen. Now he said, go, get out. Hallelujah. He's saying go, get out, because God is saying, you gotta go. It's time to go. I have an inheritance for you. I have something for you. In this moment, there's things that God has been kind of nudging you to get out of or to let go. Let go of it. Get out of it. Run from it. And go and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead men. This is the Egyptians. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver. Listen, this is what we were talking about earlier, right? The wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous. Amen. The Egyptians being nice and wealthy and rich just handed that. The children of Israel spoiled the Egyptians. We're spoiling in this in this season, this year of Yahweh. I'm plundering. Amen. Jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. What is required now? What is required of you? What is God requiring of you right now? What's required for your livelihood, for an abundant living? God is taking care of those requirements. He's taking care of the requirements. Hallelujah. That they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside the children. So not even counting the children, 600,000 men, not counting the children, not counting the women. Amen. Hallelujah. God just ever so easily out of that scene in that backdrop of what was behind them of those plagues. Those plagues will be behind us. It will be something that we report that, oh yeah, we saw that. Oh yeah, we went through it, but we went through it and it did not take me down. Hallelujah. Rebo shikiyandara yarabasandria. It did not bury me. It did not smother me. Hallelujah. Yekiyandarabo shikiyandara yarabasando utsarabashia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as they even went forth, where going, headed into their promise, headed into that land flowing with milk and honey, headed into their inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. They saw miracles, signs, and wonders. They saw, experienced miracles, signs, and wonders. As you continue to read, you see how God fed them miraculously. Amen. Provided for them miraculously. Made a way for them miraculously. Hello, someone. Hello. Cause them to enter. If you continue in and continue forward reading in Joshua, cause them, amen, to enter in miraculously, not by their efforts, by their yes, by their submission, but all by God. Rest assured in this time that God is up to some supernatural, miraculous stuff. Amen. I just want to read one more that echoes that same, one more verse that echoes the same. Da ta ta da 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 ta ta. Shatorobosikia. The same sentiment of God, of the wealth of the wicked being stored up for the righteous. First, I'm going to read it out of the King James. And it says, though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay, he prepare it, but the just, who's the just? We are the just. But the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. Let me read it in the, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Let's read it. Let's read the New Living Translation and see how it reads. Evil people may have piles of money. Let's hear what the Lord is saying to us. Evil people may have piles of money and may store away mounds of clothing, but the righteous will wear that clothing and the innocent will divide that money. What did we say? What happened with the children of Israel? They plundered. They took. And they didn't rob. The Egyptians gave it to them. God is having people causing you to have favor where it's just being given to you. Laws passed where you benefit from it. Amen. Policies and rules changed and fixed and maneuvered where we're benefiting from it. That we're in the midst of this time prospering. And it's baffling to our natural human mind. Because how can I prosper in the midst of this time? How did I excel? How did I grow? How did I exceed? How did I become, how did my status change to an abundant living? Amen. Hallelujah. How did my health just turn around? Because I started being more mindful and focused on what I'm putting in my body. Yes, hallelujah. Be encouraged in this time that the Alpha and Omega, that Yahweh Almighty, is in charge. He is at the head. He is in the at the throne. He is in the mercy seat. He is Kandorobo Shiataraya, ruling and judging with his children in mind. On your behalf, warring and fighting on your behalf, and all is well. All is well, and it's supernatural, y'all. Y'all, it's supernatural, y'all. It's miraculous, y'all. Yes, I said it. Y'all. It's miraculous, y'all. It's signs and it's wonders. This is his year. This is a year of Yahweh. Nothing has changed. Nothing has gone amok. Nothing has stopped or startled God's plans. we are in position to see God move miraculously. We are in position to see him move by his outstretched hand. Miracles, signs, and wonders. He loves you. He's taking care of you. Amen. He's providing for you better and greater than, and protecting you better and greater than the hand sanitizer can. Hallelujah. Someone in all these natural practices can continue in them. But trust and know. Use your faith in this time, because it is impossible to please him without it. Use your faith and see God move miraculously on your behalf. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai veishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panavelecha, Vikol necha, Yisa Adonai panavelecha, Ve'yasim lecha, Shalom. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.